Growing up, I used to always ride my bike. I remember going to the park to do these wicked stunts, just to impress the other kids. But as I got older, I stopped riding. Maybe it had something to do with getting a driver's license, going off to college and not having enough time for a regular joyride, and eventually transitioning into adulthood. Whenever I drive my car, I typically see a handful of cyclists, going to school, work, or the store. Occasionally, there's competitive bikers, or those hardcore enthusiasts, who just have to be on a bike whenever they're outside. I'm reminded of one such character from the TV show Portlandia.
Watch out, bike!
Cars, man, why?
I don't have a driver's license.
I don't need it.
Get a bike lane here.
Hey, I get this whole lane.
10 feet rule.
Hey, birds,
you guys have little bikes?
Hold up, I'm stopping.
That means I'm stopped.
Okay, so maybe that's one type of cyclist, but I'm going to introduce you to other cyclists in Champaign-Urbana.
My name is Mark.
Hi, my name is Torian.
Torian Smith is 11, and his younger brother Mark is 7.
Bicycling is my life.
What are you talking about? No, you know it's not.
All right. Well, I always ride bikes around the block and at the park.
Do you bike to exercise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think about things like being healthy and losing weight or not gaining weight? Do either of you think about that?
Yes.
How come?
Because it makes you stronger and healthier.
Well, it's important to me because I don't want to grow up to be like a blob. If I was a blob, I wouldn't be able to ride my bike.
When I caught up with them, they were biking to Mark's Taekwondo class, accompanied by family friend Emily Federer. Federer helped them get their bikes about a month ago through the Bike Project of Urbana-Champaign. That's a nonprofit group that sells used bikes and offers resources about biking. Federer is in the Taekwondo class with Mark, and she tries to bike with the two brothers each week. It's about a 2-mile trek from Federer's home in Champaign to the class in Savoy. Here they are, getting ready to take off.
I always try to bring him a snack before we go.
Right, let me have some grapes.
We better go. We got 15 minutes to get there.
Come on.
Hey, guys, get over to the right.
Federer says bike safety is an ongoing discussion she has with Torian and Mark. For example, she says, when she got Mark's bike about a month ago, the helmet he had didn't fit.
So we didn't encourage a lot of bike riding until he had a good-fitting helmet. So we found this one that he's wearing today fits him really well. So now I can say, how does your helmet fit? Does it fit tight? It's supposed to fit tight. And did you know that if you fall, your head is really vulnerable? And so I kind of put little things out there over time.
Anna Hochalter of Urbana doesn't own a car. She started biking actively as a college student in Washington State. After working 5 years for the city of Urbana and biking to work just about every day, she's now a graduate student at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. On a recent morning, she gets ready to head to campus.
Travel mug in hand. I try to live close to wherever I'm working because it just makes the commute easier.
I hop on a bike to ride alongside her. We each have microphones attached to us.
I'm concerned that your cable's going to fall out of your bag. It's not quite...
Mine? Oh, jeez, that's not good.
That is one thing that, as a cyclist, you become more aware of. Like, you sort of have to get everything in a sealed container, like, confined in your bag with it latched, because otherwise it's going to fly.
And off we go, biking from Hochalter's home in downtown Urbana to the U of I campus.
Look at all these beautiful flowers. Biking, you have more wind, so I find in the summer it's so enjoyable to bike because you get wind. When I try to get in a car with people, it takes so long for their air conditioning to turn on, and I find it uncomfortable.
Do you feel like motorists don't really know how overall to handle or respond to bicyclists?
I think it depends on the town.
Well, what about this town?
This town's pretty good. That's annoying to me when cars stop at a crosswalk when they have the right-of-way for me as a cyclist when I'm on the street, because it's confusing to cars, because I'm a vehicle when I'm on the street.
Hochalter and I make it to the U of I campus. Champaign and Urbana both have plans in place to be more bike-friendly. While Hochalter says the Twin Cities do a good job making bike lanes visible, she says there's definitely room for improvement.
The bike lanes I find to be sort of in disrepair on campus. They have strange angles and like people walk on them anyway, and they're narrower than the sidewalks, so I feel more comfortable on the sidewalks or on the streets.
Hochhalter says she likes the level of support and enthusiasm for biking in this community.
I see a lot of people biking actually with suits, and I love that. And I love that about Bike to Work Day, that it's encouraging this sort of cultural shift into accepting some of these really simple things that you don't think matter, but they start to matter.
And it's not just the cities and people who are becoming more bike-friendly. Businesses are doing it too. A couple of weeks ago, the League of American Bicyclists came out with its list of bicycle-friendly businesses located across the country. These are businesses that the League says go that extra mile to accommodate cyclists, offering bike maps, holding events for cyclists, and even offering indoor showers for employees who bike. Bill Nesper is the League's Vice President of Programs.
Biking is great for your health, it's great for employee health, it's great for the way that the business works as a positive force within a community. So all those things go into making a bicycle-friendly business.
The League this year identified four bike-friendly areas of Champaign-Urbana: the City of Champaign, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, the Common Ground Food Co-op, and the video store That's Rentertainment.
Why it's been the assassination of the team, but it's also seen a lot of riders left behind. And what we'll see when we come
at That's Rentertainment, located in Campus Town, video of the 2011 Tour de France plays on a monitor. The owner, Jeff Merritt, is a bike enthusiast. At the front entrance of the store, he has a mini bike station set up, which he says just might be the smallest bike shop in the world.
It's literally 2 foot by 2 foot, and so we've got inner tubes for all sorts of bicycles. We've got oil for chains. We've got headlights and taillights. We've got reflectors.
Merritt says he set up this bike stand about 4 years ago and gives the profit he makes to different bike groups in the community. On the window outside of Merritt's store, there are posters with warning messages for cyclists. Beware of the door. Sidewalks are for walking. See and be seen. Merritt has a bird's eye view from inside his store of bike and car traffic. He says he's astounded by the number of people who don't obey the rules of the road.
It is amazing that there aren't more accidents than there are. Any number of accidents are too many, but it's everybody. It's not just bicyclists or drivers. It's everybody is just talking on the phone, listening to their stereo, paying attention to their espresso, and not watching what they're doing.
Safety, whether you drive a car, ride a bike, or walk, is always a concern. And that's an issue we'll examine next week as our health and wellness series continues. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.